Hey, I'm Jack.
And I'm Chad. And if you're listening to this podcast, you may be wondering, where can I get my hands on the rulebook to this amazing game they're playing?
Well, you're in luck, because Legends, the superhero role-playing game, is now available for purchase on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, Chapters Indigo, select comic and game stores, and even off our website, www.matchplaygames.ca.
So if you've ever dreamt of battling injustice, pick up a copy of Legends, the superhero role-playing game. The world can always use another superhero. Previously on Legends, a superhero story. You've had 3 months of training. Your graduation present is Berg agreed to write off your tab at and also that you guys get to go to Jasper and Jonesy to the tailors to get some fancy digs. The ceremony takes place on the roof of Powers Division. You hear there's a jet in the distance that comes whirring in. Powerhouse steps out and Disruptor. There's three figures that come swooping in behind it, and Titan and Knight and Garrison all land as well on the stage. Dart, as you're coming back to your seat, you notice at the back of the rooftop garden, standing just inside the archway, kind of leaning up against it, is JT Lancer. I think you might have an opportunity to do something here.
Something has to be done about tomorrow's children. Actually, he said they were the reason you guys got together, because they pulled that attack in front of Benning Biotech.
Yeah.
They think the heart of the problem is rooted in technology, and they'll do anything to destroy it.
Do you have any other intel other than that we can glean from you?
He gives you an address of their last known sort of base, which is up in the green belt.
Our heroes have just graduated, and they already have a mission. I guess it's time to get to work. All right, welcome back, everyone. We're recording.
Woo!
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Welcome back to Legends, a Superhero Story. The day after episode one dropped.
Yes, it did drop.
Yes.
I was the first person to listen to it, I'm pretty sure.
That's because you're up way too fucking early in the morning.
Yeah, I know. So both Morgan and I are bedwetters. It's understood.
Yes.
I mean,
we bond over that when we do theater together.
But yeah. There's nothing
that's
wrong with
why
that.
We sit together in the dressing room.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Near a drain.
Oh my God. I'm completely horrified. That's why you always sit at the same station.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's why it's Coach's Corner.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Coach's Corner.
It's the P station.
Yeah. Floor stain.
Oh, okay. Anyways,
this can be edited.
So sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
For sure. Okay, good.
Anyways, welcome back, everyone. We had it's been a couple of weeks, but we're excited to be back. And yeah, so excited that season two is finally underway.
Yes.
Very exciting. And actually, it's funny listening back to it. I think I mentioned the date was May 23rd or something like that. And a Caesar, I think you said, that date sounds familiar.
It was.
And I'm like, oh my God, we recorded that on May 23rd.
It did.
That's a long time ago. Holy smokes.
Wow.
Anyway, so
we've come so far.
We have. So anyways, hello everyone. Happy to be here. We're going to record in just a second. How's everybody's weeks? Everybody good?
I'm having a great week work-wise. It's been excellent work-wise.
Yeah.
So I've been happy.
Excellent.
Doing good.
Excellent.
And I'm on vacation next week, so it's even better.
Even better.
Great.
Everybody else?
Happy for you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just happy
for me too.
I think I'm just going to pass on that.
It's been a week.
Today was a week. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know the feeling.
Yeah. Everybody else's week good?
It's been okay.
Yeah. It's better now.
Yeah. Work has been fine. I went for lots of hikes.
Nice.
It's been a nice week outside of work.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
How about you?
Oh yeah, I'm good. I'm, trying to keep busy and, trying to get things done and
How's your week, Chad?
How was your week, Chad?
Week's good. Summer camp is just finishing up and I just made final arrangements. On Thursday, the road case gets picked up for Gen Con, which is going to be in August. Yeah. So,
yeah.
We mentioned it on the recording during the mid-show break, but if anybody's in Indianapolis from August 3rd to 6th, we are going to be in booth 1655, 1655.
I heard about free
come check
hugs.
Us out.
Free hugs, was
yes.
Secret word again?
It's a secret phrase. You have to come up and let us know what your favorite wish was from Bedazzled.
Oh, I thought it was just Bedazzled. Oh, no.
Which one of the wishes is your favorite wish?
And I think
Emily's was small dick.
Yeah.
And mine was the poet who...
Oh, yeah.
The very intelligent guy who he checks his junk as he walks through the door and then he gets home with Allison and his husband is waiting for him in bed. Yep. He's gay. It was very, very good.
Very funny.
Yeah. And you've seen it most recently.
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't had a chance. I watched Spider-Verse instead.
Tash, you did the homework, didn't you? You saw it.
I did the homework.
She lied.
You didn't watch it?
No, I read it.
Did you know that there's Reader's Digest version of it?
Holy shit.
I read the plot synopsis on IMDb.
All right. I'm so sorry that Natasha and Morgan's characters, so Terry Bliss and Reggie the Weenie are...
This will be our final.
I watched Spider-Verse. I should get some for that because that was a fucking awesome movie.
Everybody will watch
Spider-Verse.
Yeah. I will introduce my children to Spider-Verse, and I think that is a massive win for me overall as a father and as a lover of superheroes.
It is important to get them.
Thank you.
Thank you, Caesar. Yeah, I finally got Jules to sit through Last Crusade, because I'm trying to convince her to go see Indiana Jones with me. And, she got it. She was like, oh, this is exciting. I know. It's not scary. It's exciting. Like,
yes.
There's a difference. You need to understand.
Does she like snakes?
She's a girl, but, she's...
Whoa.
Fighting words.
Yeah, well, I...
He doesn't like snakes.
It's not like I love them, but the thing is, I don't worry about snakes being in my house because I'm sure that they're not snakes in my house.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
You don't have
to worry about snakes when they're on a motherfucking plane.
I was just going to go there. Yes.
Anyway. All right. Well, all right. Let's get going. And first order of business. So you just had graduation and, you were just given a hot tip from JT Lancer.
Mm-hmm.
But before you act on that, if you do act on that, it's totally up to you. It's time to level up.
Yeah.
Level up. So first things first, everybody needs more hit points and more stamina points. So anybody who has heightened stamina, does anybody have heightened stamina?
I do.
You do. Excellent. Everybody else, if you have normal stamina?
I think I have normal stamina. Okay.
I think we're all normal.
So Caesar, Coach, and Tash, you guys are going to roll for... Let's do hit points first. So just roll a 1d10, and you just add that number to your current hit point level. Morgan, you have C tier?
Yes.
I got a 7.
So you roll a 1d10 and add 1 to it.
Oh, wait. Oh.
Yeah, we're doing hit points first.
That's 10, right?
That's 10.
That's 10.
Nice.
Very nice, Thank Coach. You.
Nice.
I got a 2.
ones are twos, we reroll.
Thank God.
That's table choice.
Yeah, there's table talk for you. Yeah. Right,
there you go.
Could try rolling
I got
the
a
D10.
6 plus 1, so 7
that was,
to mine.
That was for stamina?
Well, that was
hit points. That was
hit
a 1.
Sorry, hit points.
Thought that was a 10.
No, but it's got zeros.
Oh, you're rolling a D100.
Yes.
No,
roll a D10.
It's the same, same.
It's the same. Well, okay, but I'll try the...
Can't he get 100 hit points?
Yes. Yeah.
A 3.
3. Okay, you're destined
See,
for
so much
mobile.
Better.
Okay, so, Coach, you got a 10. 10?
I got a 10.
So how many hit points does that give you overall?
27.
20? You only had 17 hit points before?
Yeah.
Yeah, I only had 18.
Wow, okay. And so, Tash, what did you roll?
I rolled a 7. I'm at 25 now.
25. And Aster?
At 27.
27. And Falstaff?
36.
Whoa. Yes. We got a tank amongst us.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Stamina points. So same thing. Everybody roll a 1d10 and add it to your stamina points. Falstaff, because you have C tier, you roll a 1d10 plus 3.
I rolled a 1, so I get to reroll.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hot dice.
Yeah, we got a 9 over here with a total of 39.
So,
39.
39?
Yep.
Again, your stamina points were only 29 before?
They were only 30. So
oh, you got it? Okay.
Yeah. 9 and 30 is 39 as far as
I
know.
Oh, my God.
It is.
Yeah.
It's true.
Okay. So just for the record, I've rolled 3 times and it's come up as 1 and 2s.
You know that dunce, that chair with the dunce cap?
Yeah. Would you like a new dice?
Just throw that in there. Did you want to borrow one?
Thank
this one's
you.
Pretty
yes,
hot.
I can. No, you know what? I don't want to, like.
You're not going to jinx it.
All right.
No. This is.
Get that chair out of there.
Well, that's your problem. You got the chair in there, Caesar.
There's your problem.
So you think they're afraid to perform?
It's like
a performance problem.
Well,
four. There you go. That's okay.
Well, yeah.
It's an improvement. 25%.
So what were you at now? What's your total stamina?
46.
46. Okay. Dart.
48.
48. And?
Shitballs.
59.
Holy crap a doodle. You guys
we
are.
We can do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you can hang on to stuff.
Excellent.
A lot
All
of stuff.
All right. And what are you guys taking for your level ups? Let's start with Dart.
Okay. So I have taken the ranged ability on my absorption where I can, instead of having to be in contact with my target mm-hmm. to absorb their life, I can do it from range for a little bit less, but it's at least a ranged attack now. Awesome. And then my second is that the unique effect of my poison is going to last for two turns instead of one.
Fantastic. And Paramount.
I am enhancing my force field.
Okay.
So I'm going to be in effect 1 meter further out.
Okay.
So, and I can encapsulate with one person, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. If it's 1 meter. So that's like,
yeah.
Yeah. You could give it one person.
One only, but not, yep. not multiples.
Not
or
yet.
Is it? Yeah. Okay.
No,
yeah, not yet. And then I am doing the mind manipulation. So that just adds 3 to contest rolls.
That's perfect.
Thank you very much.
Let me just double check something on the force field.
Yeah. I thought it was the next level that I could get people in. Like it was.
No, you're good.
Am I good?
Because okay. actually it's 1 meter in all directions. It's 1 meter out from you, not 1 meter around you. So you can actually, this is just like Atomic's hamster bubble.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You could fit the team in your bubble now.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yes, it's cozy.
Yeah.
But you could fit them in.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't have a pouch to worry about like Atomic did.
The pouch had nothing to do with his hamster bubble.
Oh, okay. Just check it.
All right. Mr. Falstaff.
So I'm going to actually enhance my sonic barrier.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives me an additional 5 armor points.
Okay.
When I use it.
So that gives you what? How many armor points?
That would give me 15 armor points now if 15. I use it.
15. Excellent.
And then I am going to take as the additional charisma ability of shock and awe.
I'm shocked.
You are.
And awed.
And awed. Yes.
Aw.
Odd.
Cool. All right. Excellent.
Odd Thomas.
Raul.
Yes. So I will take the defend ability, which basically gives me additional damage resistance.
In your self-molecular?
Yeah, in my self-molecular manipulation. And I will take that. And yeah, and the senses. And I would like to, you know, enhance my senses.
So with your self-molecular manipulation, actually, taking the defend is super cool because you manipulate your skin harder to a harder material, gaining 10 armor points per combat encounter and resistance to one damage type of your choice. So, and you can choose a different damage type each time you activate this move. So before the combat starts, you can say, I'm going to be resistant to blunt.
This attack.
Or yeah, resistant to piercing or slashing or flames or whatever.
Yep.
Coolio. And then your senses, you're going to do what?
I would like to increase my senses. Is that a power enhancement that I can take? Or
do you have heightened senses?
I have B-tier senses.
B-tier senses? Yeah. So you want to take, what are you at right now on your senses?
I've got senses. I've got 11.
Yes. Yeah, so you want to move to 12?
Yes.
Okay. That's cool.
Does that increase in my power as well?
Yeah. No, it does increase your power.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So I'm going to take that.
Okay, and with senses, your accuracy bonus. What's your accuracy bonus right now?
My accuracy bonus is +4 and +3 to shoot.
Okay, yeah. So no, that wouldn't change anything there because you need your accuracy bonus elsewhere.
Cool.
All right, all you crazy level 1 players.
Woo!
We made it.
Yahoo!
We got a certificate. We got to level them up.
You can retire. It's all good.
What did you call me? An old tired what?
I said, yeah, you're old and tired. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Something I don't know.
And?
Okay. So you're all leveled up. So JT, so you guys, we left you sitting in Chalkies. JT Lancer has just informed you that the group that looked like was responsible for the attack at Mercury Labs and Benning Biotech was the group known as Tomorrow's Children.
Yep.
And the last known area for their base was in the Green Belt.
Yep.
You also have a date to go to at Jasper and Jonesy, the tailors
yes.
in New Olympus.
That's going to be fun.
So what do you guys like to do?
One about the Tomorrow's Children, they are technophobes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just want to make, I made a.
They haven't discovered fire yet. They deny its existence.
No, it's not the first directive. We're not worried about that.
Oh.
Yeah. Wrong storyline. Sorry, Kirk.
All right, so what do you guys want to do?
I wasn't going Star Trek there. I think we must go and get our Must look the part, my friends.
Jasper and Jonesy's.
Absolutely.
Here we go. Must.
All
let's
right. Go.
Let's get some new things.
Let's deck ourselves in the latest fashions.
So there's actually
a montage.
There's a car waiting for you outside. True to Berg's word, he has offered you these costumes and this service. So the car takes you to Jasper and Jonesy's, the tailor shop.
And this is where the Pretty Woman song starts.
Music plays.
I was just giving Dart a box that she could put her hand in, and then I snapped it shut really quickly just to keep on.
it's hilarious. Unfortunately, it's an audio medium.
Yes. Sorry.
Know that it happened, listeners.
Yeah.
Descriptors all over the place. So who is it? Jasper we're going to be dealing with, or is it going to be Jonesy? Or are they one and the same?
Two of us get Jasper and two get Jonesy.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so let's get Jonesy you guys enter into the tailor shop, and there are two older gentlemen standing there. And one of them says, good afternoon. Welcome to Jasper and Jonesy. I'm so pleased that you're in our establishment. Mr. Berg called ahead and let me know that we're supposed to take care of you. I'm so pleased also that you'll be the one of the first recipients of this new material we have to make your costumes. And he holds out this shimmery sort of material. I'm making a gesture with my fingers. And Natasha's delightful. Feeling it as well. Yeah. It's lovely, isn't it?
Wow, it's light
it's
so as air. Thin.
It's like it's not even there. Yeah. we're calling it Miracle Mesh. And it's the amazing thing about it is it's not as quite as sophisticated as Hero Weave. It is still an amazing technological breakthrough, and it will adapt to any of your individual powers that you may have.
Oh,
so I'm just wondering who would like to get measured up first?
Absolutely, I would love to.
Okay. And so he gestures.
We all get shoved aside.
He gestures towards a little pedestal on the floor. There's two little pedestals there, and he gestures towards one.
Right. I go and I stand on it.
All righty. And then Jonesy, he gestures to the other fellow, and Jonesy stands on the other pedestal, and he looks at you for a second, and then zoop, he becomes an exact copy of you.
Oh my God.
Wow, you look magnificent.
And Falstaffs?
He kind of looks down at his body.
Oh, brother.
He kind of looks down at his body and goes, no, I'm kidding. And then Jones says, all right, thank you. Who's next? And he ushers you down.
Thank you, good sir.
If you could.
All right, I'll hop on up.
Okay, so Dart, you get on the little pedestal and takes a second, looks at you, and zoop, becomes a perfect copy of you.
Oh. It's a little unnerving to look at yourself.
And Jasper says, okay, thank you. Thank you very much, madame.
Thank you.
Who's next?
Oh, sure. So okay. I step up into the thingy and I look at this guy because now I know what to expect. Mm-hmm. So I'm waiting for him to come in.
Perfect. And he looks you up and down and zoop, he becomes a perfect copy of Diana Ross. No, I'm kidding.
I know I haven't had a haircut, but I mean,
he turns into what you feel in your soul.
That's right. Exactly. That's right. Like what I see.
Yeah, that's what you see. So he makes a perfect copy of you, commits it to memory, and he says, and certainly last but not least, sir, if you could please step up.
All right, I will do so.
And zoop, he makes a perfect copy of you. He says, okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Boy, where the hell is my accent going? It's all over the bloody place. I apologize.
I wasn't going to say anything.
What the hell? Oh, what the hell indeed. He actually goes, oh, I can't believe you guys figured out my accent.
Mine's been going in and out, all right, too.
Now that we have all your measurements, that's lovely. Well, just if you could fill out this questionnaire with some statistics and some
details
and points of how you would like your outfit to be.
Sure. And so
I pull out my quill and start to write.
You're not supposed to do that in public anymore.
Anymore?
Laws are made to be broken, coach.
So he hands you a rather detailed questionnaire. So basically color, style, a little spot for a drawing if you wanted to do an artist rendition.
Mm. So a stick man with a cape.
Or something like that.
Done.
That's probably what mine is, actually.
Mine would have a little belly. I stick one with a belly.
It's a little belly.
The letter B.
Okay.
All right.
I'll fill that out.
The outfits will be ready tomorrow morning. I believe that
I believe that the car is still waiting for you, and Berg has an evening on the town planned for you. So enjoy yourselves, and you can pick, them up tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much, sirs.
Off we go.
Thank you so much.
To your expertise.
So yeah, so now we can
turn right around, go back to the car.
Yeah, baby. Get in the car. Party.
Yeah.
Oh, we got things to do.
Is it a limo?
We've got to head out towards the Greenbelt.
Right. We're supposed to do
night
stuff.
On the town.
Berg has a night plan for us.
It's a little bit more urgent than night on the town. I think.
I agree.
Is it? Of course it is.
We could go have a night on the town on Greentown on the Greenbelt.
Well, it would be pretty woodsy and kind of dark, I think, because they don't have a lot of technology.
It would be a night on the Greenbelt. No night on the town there.
Yeah, but Lancer was pretty insistent that this might be something that we should consider. So maybe we should head that way.
I agree. Let's do it.
Okay.
Here it is. I knew I marked it somewhere.
Fine.
Falstaff and I want a party.
Damn it. I've worked hard for this.
We can paint the green belt red.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yes. So yes, I agree. Let's go to the green belt, even if we don't have our suits yet.
Well, we could just go by and just scope it out. But, you know, like the other thing that Lancer mentioned to us was that they are recruiting for these particular Tomorrow's Children. So they might be doing it at some kind of a nightclub that takes bad actors. So maybe we could go where Falstaff wants to go.
No, I just want to say fuck you, Coach.
No, I mean like bad actors.
Paramount?
No, I mean like bad actors as
in
bad.
Did he say they're recruiting?
Yeah.
I don't remember them saying those recruiting.
I have it written right here. Yeah. Recruiting and rumors of elemental
beings.
Beings, yeah.
I don't remember hearing recruiting.
I think you were hoping they were recruiting.
Me, yeah.
You'd be back to your age there.
Okay, well, edit that out then. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Back when you were dancing around your caves, Paramount.
Oh.
Ooh, that was really...
That was all I had.
It was cutting... All staff.
That's all I had. Sorry.
I mean,
dancing in that cave.
Cutting with your sword. Let's not go there either. Okay.
What do you guys want
to
do?
I don't think it hurts to go to the Green Belt. Okay. We can go check Highgate.
Okay. Well, we've got a car.
Oh, wait, but that's a neighborhood.
In the Green Belt?
The Green Belt is a large section in northern New Olympus.
Yeah.
It basically runs against the mountain range, and like beyond it is untamed. Yeah,
kind of like an untamed Stanley Park kind of a thing?
More along the lines of North Van.
North Van, yeah.
North Van?
Yeah.
Okay.
Without the dam.
Yeah, what I'm saying is we could go have a drink there. Like, I'm not against partying, but, you know, we could just head on that way and see if there's, you know, like a place that we can...
Well, I believe the two gentlemen that just took all our measurements and et cetera said that Berg has a whole thing planned for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we want to snub him necessarily, especially some people who have only just recently passed into his good graces.
Yeah, Falstaff.
Yes, I try.
Okay. That's a very good point.
That's my opinion on
that. That sounds agreeable. Yes. Yeah. That sounds good. So then let's get back to the car and say to the driver, hey, driver, did you get any instructions as to where we're supposed to go or what's going on now?
He says, yes, I did, actually. Here you go. And he hands over an envelope. Who's going to take the envelope?
Ooh, I'll take it. I'll take the envelope.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm supposed to take you to this establishment.
Ooh.
And I quote from Berg, live it up.
Live it up from
Living
Berg?
It up on
okay.
Top.
Is it... What kind of envelope is it?
Just a regular letter envelope.
Okay, cool. Then I'll tear it open.
And there's a paper wrapped and like folded in there.
I'll unfold the paper.
Yes.
Read it. Roll
the paper.
So you unfold the paper.
Yes,
and
please.
And it's a handwritten note. It says, "Have a night out on me. Have a good time, Berg." And it's a $50 gift card to Boston Pizza.
Wow.
Oh, we're gonna live.
Super Boston Pizza.
I like pizza.
Boston Pizza sponsors.
Hey, is there a Boston Pizza in the Greenbelt?
There's actually not a Boston Pizza in New Olympus. No.
Well, that is.
There was one, but then they knocked it down.
Oh my God. He re-gifted it to us, didn't he?
He had a trip to see a cousin in Meadowtown out in Pitt Meadows.
Yeah.
No, there's a Boston Pizza there. There's just, so it's a $50 gift card.
Okay. Well, I'll show that to the group like Vanna White.
Well, that takes up all the $50.
Oh, it doesn't. It's a small sandwich.
Oh, pretty expensive.
Well, inflation.
Yes.
Fine. Now,
we can all share a pizza.
Piece of bread.
Yes, yeah. Let's share a pizza.
Let's share a pizza. Okay, so we're off to Boston Pizza.
Please.
Yes, driver.
Please to Boston Pizza. Driver, do you have a name so we don't call you driver?
Carl.
Hey, Carl.
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 Carl. Carl. Jesus Christ.
It's Carl.
Is it bad that it actually took me a minute to get?
Yeah. It was not planned. Yeah. It was not planned. All right. So you guys are going to go to Boston Pizza?
On to Boston Pizza.
Sure, why not? All right. So as you go to Boston Pizza, you order your pizza, you have your food, have a fun night. And the night whiles away into the morning.
I don't have the map in front of us or anything, but when we're heading home from Boston Pizza, we go basically to our homes. I believe I'm staying above the salon. That's where my apartment is. Yours near the coffee shop?
Mine is kind of on the edge of downtown where it's more affordable rent-wise.
Oh, yeah, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Just double checking how we're going
to
be.
When he says on top of the salon, it's actually the back room with a cot.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Yep.
With a tarp.
We just don't talk about it.
He has a like a towel dryer there and he just leaves it on all night for warmth.
And white noise.
And company.
Yeah. And company, exactly.
Sounds like home.
All right. So dinner goes well. Anything else? Are we
so sorry, GM. What time are we at now after we've had our
pizza? After everything? You're probably about 10 o'clock now. 10:30.
Okay.
Well,
I'm good.
How does anybody feel? The night is still young and maybe wants to try and check out the green belt, or is it too late for everyone at this point?
I do feel like we should get our miracle mesh fantastic outfits because I think they're going to help at least a little bit. If not, right,
fine. Good point.
Helping us in self esteem too. So we're going to look fantastic. And, I think it might be worth getting a good sleep and then getting our outfits and heading out fresh in the morning.
Sounds good.
Off to bed we go, I guess.
Sure.
Unless there's somebody in the Boston Pizza.
Should we roll for census?
Yeah.
You can do a census contest, sure, if you want.
33.
1821. What did I do 21. With my...
29.
Ooh, I get a 30.
33.
You're 33?
Yes.
Coach?
21.
21? Okay, so... actually, Reggie, you realize that this is probably the last Boston Pizza in the world that has Lionel, the mascot, in a glass case in the corner. That's it. That's all you notice.
What is that?
Does anybody remember Lionel?
That's Lionel, the mascot.
They won't know that.
I don't know who the hell Lionel the mascot is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's not here.
That's like
it's a pizza place.
And I'm
it's
like the middle
place.
One
it's
here.
A pizza plate.
Yeah.
You are in a pizza place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway. So nothing
great
nothing of any description. No,
it's a pizza place.
It's a pizza place. Nobody of any untowardness is there, so let's smoke it home.
Excellent. All right.
Good time.
Okay. Thanks, so, Carl. Well, let's go home.
Nine AM next morning.
Yeah,
we're back in the car.
Carl picked this up.
No, he didn't.
What?
The car's gone.
Oh,
it's
shit.
Done.
Oh, Carl. Bullshit.
So how? Okay.
So next morning, 9 a.m., you guys all meet at Jasper and Jonesy, and true to form, they have your suits ready for you. And you
Brilliant.
Have, of course, all seen them. They are fabulous. They are
yes.
going
They're
on
beautiful.
The website later this.
They're so beautiful.
Woo!
So oh, I love it.
Yes,
yes,
I love it.
Aster.
Aspor.
They look fantastic.
Paramount.
Yes.
And Falstaff. So, yeah, so your outfits are great. They're all, they fit perfectly. Super exciting, and you guys look fantastic.
Thanks. I did their hair.
I feel great.
And it is it's the clothing is amazing. It's just it's light. It's light. It feels comfortable. It breathes, and you look great. So
what does it what doesn't it do that Hero Weave did?
Hero Weave is more malleable.
Okay.
Like you can stretch it and do all sorts of stuff. It's not quite like that. It's just it's incredibly durable, and it For instance, it will be a little bit malleable for things like your Aster's self-molecular manipulation and stuff. It will work with you on that, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
Starts just punching the practicing everything. Shadow
I'm
boxing.
I'm just posing and pretending to do various monologues.
Pretending or just?
I'm just doing it to
monologuing
a mirror.
To a corner.
And,
that's not a mirror. Oh.
It's actually yes, it's just the other guy. He's standing there
looking at me. Yeah.
Okay. So now we're all dressed up. Now we got someplace to go, I think. I don't know. Do we need to do a initiative?
Well, no. I think we have to go somewhere first before we
do. I think we have to show some initiative.
Take the initiative to go. Yeah. Yes. Well, so you can, if you want, the powers division, there is, I'm just going to give this one as a freebie. When you go into the gym, you can leave through other doors and there actually are teleporters. Or not teleporters, but the gym is in a different dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So when you exit through different doors, it goes to different powers division locations all around the city. So there is a powers division location in the green belt, if you wanted to do that. Or you could take public transit, or if somebody has a car, we haven't talked about that.
No, we can certainly go to the gym.
How many portals are in the gym?
Enough.
Okay.
That's a great answer.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
That is a...
Pull that one out of my ass.
It was so vague and so all-encompassing.
It's part of GMing. GMing 101.
Be vague
and all-encompassing.
Okay,
I should put that on a shirt.
To the gym.
So let's go to a gym and we'll exit out on Greenbelt land.
Excellent.
Are they labeled or are we just, is this just a crapshoot? Should we just walk through and go, nope.
So as you walk into the gym and you're kind of looking around.
Bathroom.
You hear, and it's weird because this early in the morning, there's usually a lot of people around, but there doesn't seem to really be anybody around. And, but you're looking at all these different doors and you hear this voice behind you say, "What are you looking for?" And you turn around.
What?
And there's a guy standing there and he's got wavy white hair and he's wearing a pair of shorts, a pair of 1974 gym shorts.
Blue and gold.
Ooh.
No, just gray.
No.
It's all
gray. And a t-shirt that just says coach on it. And he's like, what are you looking for? And his hair is waving even though there's no wind.
Oh my God.
Do you look familiar for some reason? I don't know. We're looking for a portal to go to the green belt. Good
you know
sir.
You're not actually in the game, right? You know, you're not actually Pat Rollman.
No.
You look familiar. No. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
I get so absorbed when I'm sitting in this room. I'm in.
I couldn't resist.
It's like Tron. I get sucked right into the machine. It's like, I'm sorry.
We're looking for the green belt. We're trying to exit the gym.
The green belt. Are you sure you don't want to work out at all or anything? Or
do you think we need to? And then I flex really hard.
I'm the coach, so that's what I do. So
yeah.
Green belt is third door on the left. This is depressing.
Can we make an appointment with you?
No.
For later on?
No. No one makes appointments with the coach. I make appointments with you.
Cool.
Okay, so third
door. I'm going to back away from this situation.
Okay, so third door to the left.
Yep.
And we have 1, 2, 3 doors, and then...
And then a left.
And we go through?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then on the other side, we hear the sucking noise, and...
And that's it. That's the end of the show.
There's no sucking noise. You just go through the door.
Oh, I thought it was like a sucking noise teleporter going...
There's a mind flayer.
It's sucking noise.
Okay, how about a whoop?
No, I mean,
you,
noise.
You might notice your ears popping as you move from one dimension to the other.
Maybe going into BC Place, old school.
Wow, yes, exactly. So anyways, you exit out into, basically, it's another Powers Division office. The little hallway out into a lobby, and then outside into the green belt.
What is up? Well, the gain is aggressive. What is up, super friends?
Hello there.
It's Emily.
And Sehad.
And a Greyhound bus that just drove through our studio because I didn't know where we were going next. One of these days, we'll write a script or at least have notes open. That's fine, though. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Legends, a Superhero Story. I'm making a mess. I'm knocking things over. It's fine.
It's all good. It's a creative process.
Yeah.
No, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
Art is imperfect.
It's messy. Art is messy.
You learn from mistakes.
Who's art, by the way? Sorry.
Thank you so much for listening to Legends of Hubris Superhero Story.
We hope you're enjoying season 2. We're having a great time recording it. We're having a blast. And
me too.
Hope you're enjoying this episode today.
Some shout outs to some very important people. We're just recognizing people on our Patreon, and we'd like to give a big thanks to Maya B, Michael B, Michael G, and Scott.
Say that three times fast.
Maya B, Michael B, Michael G, Scott. Michael,
you're looking Maya at B, it though. You gotta
Maya
like
B, Michael B, Michael G, Scott.
Maya B, Michael B, Michael G, Scott.
Michael G,
it's fine. It's good. Michael thank G, you so Scott. Much for being patrons. thank you.
We really appreciate it. Also, make sure you like and subscribe, use the hashtag the Legends Cast in any social media posts. And if we see them, we will name a NPC after you. You can also take a screenshot of any review that you make on the show and pop it in the Discord. We'd love
whether
to see
that
it.
Be on the like the review of the show,
yeah,
like on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, but sure. Also if you want to do it on social media, or if you want to review the book as well,
absolutely, yeah. That would be great. We're working hard on some supplements that we're hoping to get out later next year, and so keep tuned, stay tuned. It's
keep tuned.
I don't know. I'm tired.
Keep tuned. Keep no one tuned, likes everyone. Anything out of tune.
You knock stuff over at the very beginning of this, so I can be messy
to
too.
Do with a bad joke, though. Like
I can be messy too. All right. So again, thank you so much for listening. We really, really appreciate it. Thanks to everybody in our Discord, everybody who's supporting the Patreon. Check out some exciting new art this month. There'll be art for the opposing team in Powers Division. We've got some great art coming of Badger and Slick.
And where can you find that?
Abrams. And
if you're a listener
and Gumdrop, that'll be on our Patreon.
Ooh.
Ooh. Also, their character sheets are coming soon. The character Ooh. Sheets for the new team are coming soon as well. There's a couple of surprises coming up, so we don't want to post them quite yet. And cool. But they'll be on there soon. So
cool.
Stay tuned.
Spelled with
stay tuned.
EW. Stay tuned. Yeah, we are there.
With an EW.
You heard me. And a K. So don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, download all of that good stuff. And this week, roll a nat 20 and download this podcast on multiple different apps to give us more download numbers.
Tell a friend.
Stay vigilant.
What would you like to do?
Census?
Yeah,
see what's going on?
What is around us? Is it like a suburb or is it just
it looks like it's like New Westminster. Like it's just there's you know, low rises and there's stores and there's all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
Just a regular neighborhood is where you come out in.
Falstaff goes back into his little bit of the do 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 a little bit.
He's
looking
broad
around
daylight.
Trying to be inconspicuous and making himself look more conspicuous.
And the three of us sort of look at each other and go, huh?
Yeah, it's like you realize we're not fighting or anything like
Jesus,
that.
Jesus, just enjoy it.
We just walk a little bit further away from it.
Nobody appreciates my genius. No one appreciates me.
We will when we see it.
Holy shit, you're on me today there.
Sorry, buddy. You're leaving opens. Like, I can drive trucks through shit. It's like, I'm sorry.
Okay, wow. So
but we are friends.
I don't know. So,
and I got your
in
back.
What realm?
That's the next one, the pocket realm.
So I guess, I don't know. I'd try to see if there's anything. Okay, so how's this, guys?
Sure.
How's about we go up a building, because I would think that if I was a cult that is against technology and all those things and progress, I would probably not be next to big buildings or anything like that, right?
Because they don't know architecture. Brilliant.
Yes. Yes, the architecture, that is exactly what I was thinking. Yes. So what I'm saying is let's get to a high rise. Or to a higher ground, and let's see where, there's, it looks less urban, and, you know.
That seems reasonable
maybe
to me.
We can find something, or.
Sure.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of high rises. There are a lot of low rises, and, some towers, they don't go up super, super high, not like downtown. But there's some 20-story buildings and that sort of thing. The Greenbelt is also, you guys know, it is the location. Far to the north and to the west of the New Olympus Skyport, which is the new airport that's been just recently opened.
Mm.
So that's sort of the Greenbelt's claim to fame. Also that it's just beautiful scenery bordering on, like North Van, bordering on the mountains and so forth.
Why don't we ask Maybe is there anybody in the office
or
that we just left or like on?
Yeah, there's a receptionist there.
Yeah. Could we maybe we ask if there's any good hikes around here? Because that could lead us into some territory.
Like a village or something. Yes. Well, yeah, like a hidden city. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there are some just people mulling around in this in the town, like
yeah, like I say, it's like New Westminster. It's like there's, you know, or Steveston or whatever. Yeah. Like there's shops and services and apartments and condos and all sorts of stuff.
And there might be somebody with a pamphlet on a corner handing out things, saying, "Hi, how are you?" Maybe no.
You roll a census contest.
What I wanted to hear.
No.
I have my dice in my hand.
What did you get? What did you get?
Not good.
8.
No. That would have been really brilliant if that had been a natty 20.
Yeah. Just a solid no. Yes.
No. Okay, so should we all roll?
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Is it going to be no for all of us? I don't know.
Well, that was a good roll.
Yes, it was. So I got 29.
29? Okay.
Well, I didn't bother, but I should, I guess. Fine if everyone else is doing it. I noticed nothing.
I got an 18.
Okay.
Knowing myself, I got my present.
With the 29, you notice there is somebody standing on a corner handing out flyers.
Okay.
And so what do you do?
I walk towards him and I just walk past him and just get a flyer off of him.
Sure. So he just hands make sure you read it, please, sir.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. And then he
keep on walking.
Yep.
And then I turn the corner and I open it and I see what it says.
It says, "Save Lionel."
Oh my God.
It's a picture of the blue mascot from Boston Pizza.
Okay.
The homework for this week is
exactly. Look up Lionel. Exactly. Lionel Boston Pizza.
Okay, I think we kind of
try and go for a hike
and see if there's anywhere we can.
But I like checking at the powers division first to see if they if they know anything. Okay,
we're now seeing
a picture of what is Lionel?
Lionel
kind of looks like a mixture of Grimace and the Cookie Monster.
Yeah,
he looks like a big blue
I'll do
fuzzy
you one better.
Chef.
Why is maybe Lionel?
One of them looks kind of like a Smurf.
I had two buddies who worked Expo 86 walking around in a Lionel costume.
Oh, dear God.
The summer of 1986.
Poor soul.
They just about died. Yeah, it was brutal.
That'd be so
hot. So you guys, you're going to back to Powers Division?
Yeah, so let's go back to Powers Division.
All right, so there's a receptionist there sitting there.
Okay, Falstaff, go charm the receptionist and see what information she can get us about the lay of the land, please.
What specifically are you wanting me to ask her?
I don't know. Dart, did we do what do we need?
I'm more
what information
than willing to
do
go
we need?
And talk to her.
Well, what I'm thinking is if we're looking for people that are kind of averse to technology and we're in this beautiful place that's a little more. That's got the wild scenery, that sort of thing. Let's see if there's any good places for hiking and that they Brilliant. Might be, we might be able to find a little hidden path or kind of at least get a little bit higher up on a mountain maybe and see if
you
there's
just
any clearance.
Go for a hike.
I really like hiking.
Okay.
Okay. So I meander.
We all
up.
Need a little more cardiovascular fitness here. Okay.
I meander up to her and I'm like,
Yes, can I help you?
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
You can.
My darling, I am wondering.
I'm waiting.
If there is anything around here that would allow us to enjoy the scenery more intimately by going for a hike anywhere that might be a good trail, these beautiful greenbelty areas around us.
Are you saying you just want to go for a hike?
Yes. Yes.
Why do you just say, is there any place I can go for a hike? What's with all the fluff?
Oh, you know. Fluff staff. Just enjoy Shakespeare and everything that has to do with that style of language. And
she looks very tired. And she just goes,
yes, there's several hiking trails.
What would be the easiest way to get to one of them from here?
Just head north.
Just
there's trails
north.
all along the border into the green belt.
My dear, thank you. And I do a little flourish, and I doff my hat.
Oh, I swoon.
Yes. Give her a little wink. I give her, no, I give her finger guns and a wink as I go.
Oh my God.
Wow. Double barrel finger guns.
Excellent.
And a wink. That's,
she'll never be the same.
That's my little shout out
that
to somebody.
That is life changing.
All right. It's a shout out.
So you guys, what are you going to do?
We're going on a
I'm going to head
adventure.
North.
I'm behind Art. You know, let's go north and let's take a hike. Yeah.
And I'm hoping that as we kind of get into the tree line and going on some of these trails that we'll maybe be able to see, like, I don't know, some signs that other people have passed through here or like catch something through the trees.
Sure. Okay. So you're right up close to the trees. Can everybody give me a census contest, please?
23. So I'm just admiring how breathable this miracle mesh is.
Okay. You're looking at the 18, but you got a 5.
Mm. I got a 24.
24? 24, 20?
23.
14.
14.
29.
29. Okay. So Pat is staring at the buildings across the street from the forest. He's not looking at the forest. He's like, I don't see what the big deal is.
Yeah. Looks, they're not even green.
29?
Yep.
Okay. Well, so while the other three ding-dongs are looking all over the place, Terry, you notice actually... there's an old beat up pickup truck, the kind that the sides have come off, and they've got like wooden slats along the sides of the of the box, and there's some barrels in it, and looks like some bottles of water and some things of flour and all that kind of stuff, and it rolls past you on the street, and since you guys are right up north, right close to the, you know, it's like being at Grouse Mountain, like you know, you're at the kind of the entrance area. Mm-hmm. You ever been to Grouse Mountain?
Parking lot with the...
Wait. Morgan,
no,
you've never been to Grouse Mountain.
I've never been to Grouse Mountain. I've never been anywhere. I've guys, another confession. I've never been to Whistler either.
I've only been to Grouse Mountain once in memory. It's okay.
I, on the other hand, confess of having tried the grouse grind, and I also confess to Googling, is it normal to want to throw up in the middle of the grouse grind as well, you know?
So it is normal.
Answers, yes.
Normal. It's normal to lose consciousness halfway up the grouse grind.
Did you guys ever see, like, total thing, the Canucks did it? Like, they do that as part of their thing?
Mm-hmm.
And, like their new, Willander, their new draft pick was like, oh, it's going to be easy. It's a one challenge. And he get up to the top and he's barely breathing, goes, might have been a two.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
there are people that run it like for 24 hours straight.
When I was doing it, I couldn't walk and I was struggling to breathe. And then this woman goes up with a baby on her chest, and the baby couldn't have been more than a week old.
She's just
going. She's just showing off. Like that, I was like, yeah, but
it's just embarrassing when you asked if you could take the baby's place.
Yeah. But, don't tell. Exactly. Yeah. What
I went on the side.
What That's happens okay. if the Olympus stays in the Olympus?
There you go. Exactly. So this truck kind of goes by, and it's kind of beat up and stuff. With a 29, the driver, you know, it's a young man with long hair, it goes and it turns left, like it's going into the, you know, there's a road there. But it's heading further into the bush.
Aha, clue.
You didn't see it.
Oh, I didn't see it at all.
Yes, this is the board game
and
that
I'm
I was telling you about.
I'm looking at a branch.
On the window shop. There. Yeah. Yes, it's right next to Monopoly.
And I dragged these three dum-dums away from whatever they're from the board game shop they're staring into. And I grab their heads and turn them to look at the truck, and I
the truck is gone. The truck already got around the corner.
Then I turn them to look at me and say, "There was a truck carrying lots of supplies that headed straight up a road into the trees."
Did you just poison me?
I can control it. Do you want me to poison you? Because I can, and I will, but not right now. We're not going to do that right now.
So that's cool.
I think we have a lead.
Yeah. Does it look like it's worth following, like literally and figuratively?
In all senses of the word following, yes.
Okay. Well,
I think we should beat feet.
Beat feet? Okay, up the... Okay.
Onto the beach, dear friends, once more.
I don't know that it would be super wise to go directly up the road. Mm. So maybe we can try and go a little parallel either in the trees or find a trail that's running along the road so we're not obviously following these people.
Okay. So do we see... So when we go to the... where where it went up.
When was, sorry, I just have to ask this. When was the last time you saw Mission Impossible?
God, it's been so freaking long.
I've never seen Mission Impossible. Surprising nobody.
I wasn't going to say anything.
No, okay. Okay. You, you have homework. You either can go to Gross Mountain or you can listen to the Mission Impossible theme because I like it.
But I'm doing it wrong?
But that's not it.
I know.
It's close. It's close.
I think this I'm kind of doing a copyright. Mix of that and Alias, to be honest.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So, I love this. I love this. I love this, this trope that Falstaff does a theme song.
I'm imagining the scene from Emperor's New Groove.
Exactly.
Where Kronk is making his own, right. Da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. All right. So you guys, you're going up a trail beside as close to the road as you can?
Yes.
Yeah,
trying to stay out of
incognito-ish.
Sight.
Cool. All right.
We do have flashy uniforms on, so it's going to be pretty hard to be camouflaged. Yes, you're here.
Okay, so you're able to go up. Can everybody give me a census contest again?
34.
Wow.
I get a 21.
21.
32. Okay. So the 34 and the 32, you guys are, you're walking for, and you're kind of following the road, and it goes from being a paved road, and there's a few detours you have to make because there are some houses in the woods and that sort of thing, but it's sort of one main road that eventually it goes from paved to gravel, and it's quite a nicely maintained gravel road. But after about an hour or so, it's getting quite, you know, less maintenance and pothole and that sort of thing. And it kind of comes to a dead end. There's a bar across it with a road closed sign on it. And the road continues on and cuts to the left.
And we can see the truck went through there? And that
No, because the truck was driving. You guys are just following the road. So it's about an hour later. You've walked in for about an hour.
Hmm. I wonder if it went this way.
Is it?
Well, the road is closed, so probably not. I'm kidding.
I so wish that was true to your character.
No, I have an intelligence of 10. I don't think I've average intelligence.
Yeah. Has it been fairly dry in the past little bit? Is there like any mud on the road that has been displaced by tires recently?
No, it's fairly dry. Okay. But again, you've noticed like there's been a few driveways off of the road. But there's no other place to go. Like it would have to come up here and
the truck was not in the driveways, assuming.
No, it was not.
Okay.
I guess we got to keep going through the, and the road is closed, but it doesn't say no trespassing, does it?
Are we down to hop a fence, boys?
This is why we got a license.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Then let's tally-ho. Yeah. I'm going under.
Okay. It's just a bar. You can go under if you want. You can go over.
I'm doing the full like vault over it with one hand. Okay.
Give me agility contest.
And you're. Natty one.
Yeah, yes. Baby.
A little bit of natty one.
Crit fail.
Oh my God. All right, so Falstaff, nut yourself.
Watching Paramount go underneath and stuff. He's like, oh, that's okay. Watch me. And he does. He tries to do a vault. Like a dressage. Do they do jumps in dressage?
No. No, they do not.
Oh, they just do. No, they don't. They just do the prancing, don't they?
Yeah. They do the prancing.
Sorry, what's just jumping?
Vaulting.
I was thinking
more like I was going to do like a grab and then just kind of do this.
Like a sawhorse move in gymnastics where you grab the bars and do a flip over the sawhorse.
Basically, you eat shit. So you all go underneath and it's very smooth and easy and no problem. And Falstaff does this huge run and
nuts himself over
and nuts himself. Exactly. Wraps twice around the pole and then falls onto the ground.
Ooh. The irony of that is that if that was Morgan doing that, the result would be the exact same.
Nice.
Art imitates life.
It really does.
You see me dance.
Okay, so
we keep going.
Falstaff, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
You meant to do that.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm fine.
It's a good thing you had your uniform on, your new outfit, so that it would protect you a little bit.
Fine.
And we're going to keep walking a little slower for a second.
So, do you want help him up or are you?
We just keep walking.
Just brush them up.
I don't think he would want to be helped up as it would indicate that we all saw it.
Okay. So as he's on the ground, you hear, hey, you're not supposed to be in here.
You little bastard.
And you guys look around and there is it's a young man standing there just wearing a t-shirt and kind of raggedy jeans, long hair. And he goes, you're not supposed to be in here at all. and he takes off down a trail.
So we take after him. I say we chase him.
Did Paramount, can you stop him?
No, I can't.
You have to meet
who's
nearby.
The fastest?
I have to. Well, I could.
It's not me.
I could have tried to encapsulate him in my force field, but he was too quick.
Okay, so.
Could I take a. Oh, whose turn is it? I guess we should. Are we just sort of free falling? Because I could take a census check to see what kind of animals I could manipulate.
Hey.
We're in the forest. There might be some in here.
And you need to touch people to confuse them.
Oh, yeah. I have a ranged capacity to my. Oh, no, but that's absorbing life. I don't want to necessarily.
No,
I don't have a ranged confusion option. I just have a ranged absorption.
And I could have got him when I saw him, but he ran into the bush and I can't see him anymore because I can only do things I can see.
Okay.
So, yeah. So he took off back into the bush. He's gone.
Poof. Damn.
Well, damn it.
Yeah. And now they know we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we thinking? Because if we just sort of turn around and go in a different direction and find a different trail, we can say that we were. Like if they find us, we can say we were going for a hike and thought this was a better way.
Dressed
immediately,
like this.
This guy
yeah, exactly.
said, four
people
"Well, if we're trying out our new outfits, trying to get the feel of them,
that's not a bad cover story.
I'd volunteer to see if there's a bird or an eagle around that I could try and find out if I
that
could figure
is,
out.
Go,
just
yes.
like if the Beastmaster.
Mine is sort of just like a last ditch effort.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's a good.
Oh, we
that's
are.
A good
no, that's our
yeah.
cover story.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is our cover story.
We were right legitimately going for a hike,
yes,
trying to get used to our new outfits, and
we're
then
gonna train and do stuff here out in the open. Because who needs an interdimensional gym?
I think I can see that there is some kind of a hockey
nature.
Raveny thing.
Yes, you
up
should.
A tree. I
you should
see,
do that.
Well, I have to see them before I can influence. So I have to make sure.
Scope for birds.
Yeah, everybody look around for a bird.
Do you want me to do
birds.
Do you want me to do a shout?
No, that'll knock them out of the trees.
Well, yeah, good point.
Them down, so.
Well, I didn't think that far.
I think I should do that. Is that correct?
The shout when all the crows just like scatter entirely.
You have to have line of sight. You have to be able to see.
Yeah. So I think I haven't taken an opportunity to use my senses to look around for birds, but I think because it's a forest.
Yeah,
there's going to be birds around.
Yes, but you need to. You do census contest to see if you see anything.
21 plus 3. So 24.
24?
Oh, and then a
25.
Plus 2.
No, he just gets a plus 2 from him. Not you don't get a plus 4 because you don't get it from yourself.
He does get a plus 3 to is it a plus 3 to contest for contest.
Oh, that's
his
right. Yeah, plus 3.
New,
so plus 5. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you got 20
24 20 26.
26?
26.
Yeah, so there's birds. You can see birds.
Okay. I can see them. I want to. Oh, I can't do two things. No, I can. I want to pick the largest bird I can see, which
yes.
would be a falcon or something, or an owl, maybe.
It's a crow.
It's a crow. Crows are smart.
Yeah.
It's real smart. So I am going to influence the crow to look for a settlement nearby here and how we can. And
you can't communicate with, you can't understand what they're saying. You can control what they do. So you can control, like, you can do an action to, like, make it look for somewhere.
Okay. Influence him to fly towards the nearest encampment or anything like that.
I would love it if Parabelt said they're going,
and then we can follow him.
Caw, 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 caw.
And we're right back to Kronk again.
Okay, so
latent. Yes.
Is that what you're going to do?
That's a great plan.
Okay.
Yes.
So yeah. So the crow, it takes off and it goes like right where you guys were. It goes basically towards the same direction as the young man did, ran through the bush.
Follow the birds, guys. Bird guys. Let's follow the bird guy.
Okay.
Yes, so we do.
Yep, off we go.
Okay. Okay, so you guys are all taking off after.
I guess
so. Yes.
So incriminating.
Okay. So you go for it's about 15 minutes.
Go for
the bird is flying I'll give you this one. It kind of slows down for you and then it goes on a little bit further and it slows down. It goes on a little bit further. And you get to there is a bit of a clearing.
Okay.
And in the center of the clearing, almost looks like a sinkhole. Yeah, there's crows outside. Yeah. It almost looks like a sinkhole. Like you see from a distance, there's just kind of this dark patch in the middle of the clearing.
Okay.
Is there, are there any people there?
No, you can't see any. Your census contest, please.
Oh, okay.
26.
Oh, 28.
30.
25.
No, you don't see anybody.
Does it look like it's like a burnt charred center? Like a
no, you guys are standing back, so there's mm-hmm. a clearing. It's quite yeah. a large clearing, and in the middle, like you can't see what's down, but oh, just, you can just see, you there's can tell dip? That there's a dip. Of, yeah, it's a dip. That's okay. a good way to
swale?
Put it. There's a swale. That one's for you, Brennan.
Yeah. And a boy.
All right.
Okay, so let's go to the swale to the opening.
Okay. So. Whoa. Yeah. So Pat's walking towards the opening.
Exactly. Like
I'm gonna hold back.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, Paramount, do you wanna hold back for a moment? Well, but he's already gone or
are you walking confidently?
I'm walking confidently ahead. I just like I'm following the crow. The crow dropped me in there. I trust the crow.
Maybe Aster and I can
hold back in the tree line. A bit.
I'll
grab your sword and come with me.
I don't have a sword, but I'll come with you.
Oh, okay.
You don't have a sword?
No.
I thought you had your little...
No, he's
my pokey stick.
Yeah, your pokey stick.
He has a scabbard and he has a cardboard tube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine without it.
Bring your scabbard.
Don't need it right now.
Hey, back in the 80s, that was a lightsaber.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. With parachute
pants.
Yes,
I'm fine.
Yes.
Yes, I will go up with him.
All right.
I am going to...
Saunter.
As he does that... I am going to enact my sonic barrier.
Okay, cool. So as the two of you are walking towards the hole in the ground, and as the two of you are standing back.
Yeah, could we like maybe hide?
Yeah, I mean, we're still like outside the clearing.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. That makes no difference, apparently.
That's okay. No, it doesn't really, because that's why I had you guys roll a census contest that you all failed miserably. And that I
got 30.
I know, but it was higher than that.
Oh,
and I rolled
God.
A nat 20 on mine. Mm-hmm. So as you guys are approaching the front of the hole, you notice that it looks like basically there are tire tracks that go down. So it's like a ramp. It goes down into the earth. The same time you notice that, there are from all sides of the clearing, about 100 people come rushing in behind you guys as well. And you each take 20 points of damage from the beating that they are laying on you.
God, I'm almost
dead.
Well,
that takes care of my armor.
And then some.
Holy moly.
Yeah, I only have 25.
Yeah, I got 7 left.
I'm still fine.
Yeah. I'm still standing. Yeah.
Okay, and it is initiative time.
Well, now it's initiative.
So we take 20 points of damage, and then it's initiative time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys failed your census contest. And because I rolled a lovely nat 20, they got one surprise attack on you. So there's literally 25 guys on each of you.
I'm a 15.
Oh, initial.
15?
15.
Okay.
Yeah, 24.
Okay.
25.
18.
I just realized that in my previous battles, I've been ignoring something and now I'm not happy about it.
Me?
I forgot my precision bonus.
Oh,
that sucks.
It does. But that's okay. We live and we learn.
Wait, the inspiration bonus, that doesn't count for initiative, right? It does not.
No, it doesn't. It does not.
Okay.
And the contest roll doesn't either.
All right. Paramount, you're up.
I start defending myself, obviously, and I should initiate my force field.
Okay.
And bring my dear friend Falstaff involved in it, too, because we're nice and close as we're getting the shit kicked out of us. Right beside each other.
Okay, so that's your action.
That's my action.
And then you have one more action.
And I have one more action. And I influence the one who's the big. Are they in different sizes?
Yeah, they're just, but they're all average looking.
I put a thought into one that is appearing to be the most offensive and most. I influence him to feel remorse for punching me.
Okay. Right. Can you roll a intelligence contest, please? Or charisma contest?
Oh!
What did you roll?
1.
Oh, jeez.
Fuck. This one's going in the dance. Okay. Dancey dance. Fuck that.
He kind of shakes his head a little bit and says, get out of my head, Grandpa.
Ouch. Yes. So, first of all, I power up to increase my armor by 10. And I would very much like to be, resistant to blunt attack.
Blunt kinetic? Okay. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So what that means is that any blunt attack against you, you only take half damage.
Yes. And does that count as, that counts as one move? So I still got 2 actions?
No, there's still 1. Because you put it on your armor as 1.
Okay.
You don't take an action for determining what your resistance is.
Okay. And, and do I see, there's people near me or?
Oh yeah. There's like 25 guys on you. There's 25 guys here. There's, it's not just guys, it's men and women and it's
humanity pummeling you.
you're basically swarmed.
It's like being at Metro.
It's like
Town.
Jon Snow in the middle of the Battle of the Bastards, and they're all just right over top of him.
Okay,
I haven't seen Game of Thrones.
So I'm nearby the trees, right?
You're in the trees.
Yep. Yes. So I was thinking, could I use my self molecular manipulation to swing up to a branch to like do? You know, like sort of like
can
Mr.
you give me
Fantastic?
Agility contest, please? Because you're being swarmed and like pummeled to the ground. So you're going to have to try to get through these people.
Okay. So yes, agility. Okay. Does my defensive training help for that?
No, because it's almost like an attack.
Copy. Okay. Yes. My agility is 18.
18?
18. My agility contest is 18.
Sorry. So you try to like basically make your gooey hand into like a one of those snap things that snap around.
Yes.
Snap bracelet.
Snap bracelet. That's what I was thinking of. But it just, there's too many people there. You can't, you're just getting pummeled and you can't make it through.
Okay.
All right. It is Dart's turn.
Man, is it time to go for the, we were just hiking and now we're getting attacked plan?
Hey, but it's hot.
I say.
There's 100 people.
I say roll for charisma.
Okay. Yeah. I think I just kind of want to react in a way like, what is going on? Why
have you attacked us?
We went on the wrong trail. We're sorry. We were just looking to go for a hike and now we got the shit kicked out of us. Like, please just tell me what's going on here. I just want to say that to the people that are swarming us and see if someone will explain it. Nobody cares. They're just going to keep.
No, because the one young guy said, you guys shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be here. And he took off. And then
I wanted
him
to freaking leave.
Kind of defeats the purpose. I don't know.
So literally, as they're all attacking you, swarming you, and hitting you, and punching you, and kicking you, you're like, "But we wanted to."
Until you get really angry, and then you start poisoning all of them. Maybe
I gotta. I guess I'm going to. Are we knocked down at all, or are we?
Yes,
just...
Yeah. You're down on the ground.
Like, okay, so I would like to kind of
got,
try.
They've got like their fists. They've got sticks. They've got rocks. They've got.
Oh my god. Okay, I'd like to try and kind of roll over and grab somebody's like calf to try and like pull myself forward, sure. And in doing so, poison them.
Okay, can I get a strength contest, please?
And then I get +2.
Mm-hmm. And me
from both of you. Okay,
are you within 15 meters of me?
15 meters.
Okay.
How big is the field?
We'll give it to you. Well, you can't really see them or anything because you're down on the ground. But that's fine. We'll give it to you. You +4.
Is it a sight thing? I thought it was just proximity.
It's being within proximity, but like you can't see them and they're off in the distance. They're whatever. It doesn't matter. I'll give it to you. It's all good.
Okay. Then that ends up being 28.
28. Okay. Yeah. So you get them.
Okay. And then.
Well, you're gonna poison them.
I would. Yeah.
We get to do your funky.
Yeah.
Your funky thing. So just to explain thing. Real quick. Funky so the thing. Unique effect on the envenom that we have is Natasha will roll a 20-sided dice and it's random. So roll a 20-sided dice and.
And on a 1 through 5, the poison does damage, but the confusion doesn't take hold. So yeah. The effect is confusion. Sorry. On a 6 through 10, the person that I poison will still attack me. On 11 through a 15, they will attack one of my allies. And on a 16 through a 20, they will attack their ally.
Perfect. Cool. Perfect.
Okay.
But you do automatically do your hand to hand and the venom damage.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So I'll still do damage regardless of the result of the confusion.
This is just the outcome of the confusion roll. Perfect.
Yes. So
this is our first confusion roll.
You want the outcome first? Yeah, okay. Yeah. It does nothing. What'd it's a roll? 3.
Oh, okay. Wahoo. That's fine. That was exciting.
Unless I get to add anything.
No.
Okay.
Just your damage.
Okay. Is it going to be poison plus? It's poison and hand to hand or just poison?
No, hand to hand as well.
Okay. Well, hand to hand is 6 and then 7. So 13.
13. Okay, great. So he screams in pain, grabs his calf and passes out. So now there's
24 to go.
24.
99.
99.
99.
Hey guys, I got one.
Take one down.
Poison him around. Throw him on the ground.
So literally the GM just rolled a dice, turned
there's
to us,
so many
snickered,
dice.
And then kept on rolling. So
you're just kicking us so hard.
Okay.
This is like this is
we're level one, right?
Can
it's,
I play with
that
dice?
Sigh that makes me because I do that when
there's a calculator on the table.
When I sigh, it's like, damn it, I don't want to do this to you, but I'm going to.
No, it's like, how much can I do to you?
And now a calculator.
I like
came
to think
out.
Of Chad as a benevolent DM.
I was level one for 30 minutes, guys, and I'm going to die right now.
Everybody needs to take 32 damage.
I'm dead.
Yeah,
you're not dead. You're not dead. You'd be unconscious, but
just out.
Okay,
I had 31 hit points. Is that okay? Wait a minute. No, I'm in a force field right now.
We're both in a force field.
Yeah, 10 points.
Okay.
Oh, I'm still up.
That's fine. So you have 10 points in your force field, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so 31. How many do you have?
I have 10 points, so yes, I got, regardless.
You have your armor points plus your, because you put your armor on.
Yes, but regardless, I'm dead.
You're not dead. You're not dead.
Okay, how many, I have lust consciousness.
No, but how many hit points did you have? Because you're also resistant to blunt kinetic.
Oh, I
so
like
your
being
31
blunt
goes down to 15.
Okay. Mine. Okay, so I got two.
What's that actor's name? Blunt?
Two? Okay. Oh. Tash?
Sorry, it was 32 damage that we took?
31.
31. Negative six.
Okay, so you're unconscious?
Yes.
Okay. And what happens is you can't go below zero, so you're just unconscious.
Oh, wait, hold on. No, I was at five. I'm...
Okay, you're definitely unconscious.
I'm super unconscious.
Yeah, you're super unconscious.
Like, so much.
You were at...
I was at 31.
31. So the field took 10.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hang on a second, because they did 31 on you and 31 on you. So the field is only going to take 5 off of each of yours if we're going to split it like that.
Okay.
All right. So that's going to be 25
and 22.
Sorry, 26 points of damage once the field's gone.
I got one left.
Because you were down before.
Oh, it's four.
That's
the
same math that I did.
As well.
Yeah.
I am at 5 hit points.
5 hit points. Okay. And Aster's at?
2.
2. Okay. So... Dart is out.
We were threatened with a TPK a few times.
All right, Falstaff, it's your turn.
So is the force field is down, right?
Force field's down.
Okay, so me shouting in a force field isn't going to have any adverse effect on myself or anything.
No. Good.
I am going to shout at whatever one is nearest and beating the shit out of me the most. Thou lumpish, motley-minded flap dragon!
Yes!
I love it. I love it.
Yes.
He also takes 4 points of psychic damage because that's...
Flap dragon.
Flap dragon? No, that reminds me of my childhood. Yeah.
Thank you, Shakespeare. Monster
us. Jimmy the Bully.
God.
Well, he found it funny.
It's a 20, dirty 20 to hit.
Yes, you got him.
Okay. That would be a 6.
6?
6 damage.
And I said plus the 4 psychic. So
yeah, I'm dead.
Flap dragon. And he falls over. So now we're down to 98.
That's right.
Right.
Chipping away.
Yes, sir.
Bring them on, mother.
Yeah. The unfortunate thing is the 25 that were on you before and the 25 that were on, or the 24 that were on Dart, those 24 have now switched over to you. Same with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you've got like 49 on you.
Okay.
Whatever.
So
70.
I will use my powers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the floor, right?
And you're on the ground.
Beating on me. So what I do is I stretch my legs.
Okay.
I stretch my arms.
Yes.
And I turn myself into a pinwheel.
Okay. A pinwheel.
Like something that rolls.
So you can't you can't do like that big of thing. Like, I mean, you change your arm into a sword or like, I don't know if you can make complex.
But
shapes.
What I'm saying is, if I go like this, if I raise my arms,
yeah,
like above my head, like doing a jumping jack.
Okay.
For those at home. And I stretch my legs, like I could arguably turn like the longitude of my body into a thinner, you know, circular thing that would be able to roll.
Okay, sure.
Would he be like the T-1000 kind of a thing?
Yes. Yeah. So it's not stretching ability. That's the thing, right?
No. It's, yeah. I'm just like making myself.
Okay, sure.
More friendly to the roll.
More like a rolling pin.
Like a rolling pin, yes. Didn't I say rolling pin?
You said pinwheel.
You said pinwheel.
What is a... Oh.
A pinwheel is like...
I am sorry.
I'm thinking like a big circular thing.
I swear I'm much more clever in Spanish. Is the thing. Okay.
Me too.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do, though?
I want to roll away from... I want to roll towards Dart.
Okay. So you're still in the forest, and they're all over you and pounding you and kicking you and all that kind of stuff. So you can, like... stretch yourself out a little bit and make yourself sort of round, and you're going to roll, but you're going to have to roll through all those legs. So I'm going to get you to, can you give me an agility contest with a major disadvantage? Because there's like 50 people there.
But gravity helps, doesn't it?
You're on the flat. You're not at the center thing. You're in the forest. You didn't go with them.
Yeah, you're on the edge.
Okay, sure. Sure.
Here, so major disadvantage is minus 5.
Natural 20. Here comes the natural 20. 16 plus, well, so it's 11. So am I doing agility again?
Yep.
So that would mean 11 plus, so that's a 23.
23? So I will say that you got through 23 of them, but okay. There's still like 25 of them. So now you're even more in the middle.
Okay.
Stuck in the middle with you.
Okay. So all right. That was one action.
I just want to say, Chad, just remember that they're in awe. They're shocked and
yeah,
in awe.
Yeah, they are. They're
Falstaff.
They look shocked at how
they saw the subway.
Yeah. Now they're like, this can't be that easy.
So you activated your power.
Yes.
And you took a movement.
Okay. Yes, so then. Thank you.
Okay. Hang on.
I'm really dead. I can that look from Chad. I am so screwed.
For those of you who aren't watching Chad.
Flatter than dead.
His pants off about how he's rolling.
I'm really screwed.
He's embarrassed now at how he's going to manipulate.
How many hit points do you have left?
820.
No, you know. How many hit points do you have left?
Five.
How many hit points do you have left, Caesar?
2. I've got 2 points.
Okay. Well, you know what? Everything goes black.
There were so many images of that mic falling down. Like for some reason, just like, burp, burp. You can get pills for that. Right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not alone
in that. I would know anything about that, Coach.
No, me neither. You need a prescription for that stuff. Hello?